Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1482, air date September
17th, 2024. Yes. Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva Ayodure. Today, we're going to have a very interesting discussion about this topic of why the natural born provision is anti-American. And we're going to really go ahead at this conversation because I think it's about time we have a real deep conversation about this. A bunch of screwballs out there think that natural born is something that's American and it helps you and it has to do with being born on the soil. Now, I've spent a considerable amount of time over the last month, that's why you haven't seen me on social media, really going very, very deep into this. And I'm about to file probably one of the most important Supreme Court lawsuits. The issue is the Supreme Court ready to hear this lawsuit? It doesn't matter, we're gonna still file it. So I wanna have, to all of you listening out there, a conversation. And what we're also gonna do is I'm gonna open up the phone lines so you guys can call in and we can talk about this. And that's what we're gonna talk about. We're gonna have a deep conversation on this topic about why natural born is anti-American. And by the way, you'll find most of my supporters are everyday Americans like you. In fact, most of the Indian people who are in this country are too afraid to do anything. So they don't actually, you don't even see them in our campaign, right? We have a lot of white people in our campaign. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay. So it's very important to understand this, and I want to have a deep conversation on this. So be prepared to take certain notes so you can start really refuting a lot of the myths that are put out there about this issue about natural born, okay? So again, to those of you joining, we're having a conversation today on this issue about why natural born is anti-American. So everyone here knows that when I decided to run for president, I was fully transparent, and I've always have been. Every one of you knows that I was born in Bombay, India. You go back to all my videos, and I always talk about that. I talk about the fact I grew up in a village. I grew up in the city of Bombay also, and the many, many inspiring things that led me on my journey to America that inspired me to play baseball growing up in Jersey, mowing lawns, right, and creating email, coming to MIT and wanting to be an activist. All of you have heard about this, right? Nothing was hidden here, right? Everyone knows about this, all right? So having said that, when I decided to run for president in April of 2023, we launched a campaign by saying one America, one citizenship. And the concept of we want to really discuss what is being a citizen of America. And in my view, it is about being of service. And as a part of that, when you actually go back into the founders, the framers of the U.S. Constitution, and then you look at the work, the very good work of John Yinger, who unfortunately passed away as a professor at Syracuse University, but John Yinger and his work, plus if you go do your own independent work, you find out that the framers of the Constitution were looking for one thing singularly in the defining of citizenship. They wanted Americans to be loyal, mature, and committed people to this country. Okay? Loyalty was key. This is why they didn't want insurrectionists being, you know, which they added later on, right? They didn't want people wanting to overthrow the US government being allowed to be president. They also, what many people don't know, they carved out. There were people who were born in other parts of the world, but who had shown their loyalty to America, who were citizens of the colonies, naturalized, quote unquote, naturalized citizens. They were allowed to run for president. Okay, that's in Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5 of the Constitution. And then they said that we want natural born people to be also to be able to be president. And then they had a couple of other things. You have to be 35 years of age and 14-year residence, okay? So if you looked at it, they wanted people who showed commitment. They lived here for 14 years, were mature. You know, they considered maturity to be 35. And then they had sort of two unmutable things, natural born, and obviously you didn't participate in overthrowing the US government, right? By the way, that came a little bit later, but the concept of loyalty was always there. Loyalty, loyalty to loyalty. But a lot of numbnuts out there don't understand that they actually carved out a bunch of people at the time who were naturalized citizens. Okay? Very important. The other piece that people need to recognize is that after Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5 was passed, Hamilton, Alexander Hamilton, and James Madison had many conversations, which Yinger brings out, that they were very concerned, would this create two classes of citizens? The people who would later be naturalized that couldn't be natural born, would it make them feel less? They didn't want that. It wasn't like they were like gung-ho on quote-unquote natural born. Now, in their mind, natural born was people born on the soil of this country. That's what the thinking was. However, there were people in the United States who were citizens of the United States who had kids who were born somewhere else, like in France. Okay? Well, they too were considered natural born, okay? Because they were born to U.S. citizen parents. And there were some really funky things here too at the time. If a woman was a citizen and she had a child by a non-U.S. citizen, those children weren't considered natural born unless they were impregnated by a father who was a U.S. citizen. So again, a little bit of male supremacy there. It took years to get rid of that. So now, more recently, after 2001, you may not know this, I could go to China and adopt 1,000 kids. And adopt 1,000 kids who were born on Chinese soil or Indian soil or Finnish soil or London or Australian kids. Adopt them and bring them here. And guess what? They would be quote unquote natural born kids and could run, natural born citizens can run for the United States. No one talks about this. So natural born is not about being born in the soil of the United States. Okay? Someone saying Instagram is not letting stream the video. That's weird. Huh. Accordingly, it's streaming. That's what I see. But anyway, I wanted to share this with you. So, but the founders wanted loyalty. But since then, natural born does not mean born on U.S. soil. Ted Cruz was born in Canada to an American citizen mother. He wasn't born on U.S. soil, and he's considered natural born. Okay? So stuff starts getting very funky and doesn't smell right after a while. Where did natural born come from? Well, it came from British royalty. Think about this. Britain was exploiting all these countries. The British royalty and subjects of Britain were screwing everyone. And let's say two people, subjects of Britain, moved to India and they had kids there, born on Indian soil. Guess what? They were called natural born British citizens. Okay? British subjects went to Australia, were born on Australian soil. They were considered natural born British citizens. You see, this allowed the British Empire, the British elites to go all over the world, have kids on other soil, and they were considered natural born. So the elites of the United States now could go, you know, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos could go all over the world and have kids anywhere. But because they're U.S. citizens, their kids would be natural born citizens. And then those kids, never born on U.S. soil, okay, could then mate with other kids, other children later as they grow up, not with kids. And they could have children, even though they've never touched U.S. soil, and they would be considered natural-born citizens. And they could run for president. However, I, who came from India at the age of 7, took the oath of allegiance, which says I gave up my Indian citizenship, would not be considered natural-born, and I could never run for president. Well, that doesn't make any sense, does it? And if you believe that makes sense, you have a serious problem. And the problem is this, because many years later, we had the 14th Amendment and the Equal Protection Clause, which said natural born and naturalized are equal. Equal. Now, equal doesn't mean sort of equal. Oh, you can do everything, but you can't run for fucking president. Now, how is that? Let me tell you how fucked up that is. When I was growing up in India, I remember going to one of my friends' home. I was 4 years old, and his mother, who was a Brahmin, screamed at me. She said, "You can go into all those other people's homes, but you can't come into my house because I'm a Brahmin and you're a non-Brahmin." She used the N-word equivalent to call me. "But you can go to all those other people's homes, but you can't come into my home." Isn't that what they told black people? You can go to all those other people's homes, boy, but you can't come into my restaurant. Or you can go to all those restaurants, but you can't come into mine, whites only. Just like that woman said, you can go to all those other people's homes, but not mine, Brahmins only. Well, they told that to women. You can do this, you can sew, you can cook, you can have babies, blah, 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 but you can't vote, men only. Well, the 14th Amendment said whether you're all citizens are equal, equal protection. Equal is equal. That means I can run for president. That means naturalized or natural born can run for president. Naturalized. That means I become, quote unquote, natural born. Right? The 19th Amendment comes and it applies the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause, and it allows women to also run for president. You follow? So we're building on these things called amendments. Things have evolved. So when I decided to run for president, I made it very, very clear that our movement, which is an American movement, one America, one citizenship. No two classes of fucking citizens. I'm not a second class citizen. You're telling me I gave up my American, the Indian citizenship, handed in my passport, said goodbye to India, where I could be president and prime minister, come to America, and I can't? Well, let me tell you something. Running and becoming a president of the United States is the highest symbol of equal opportunity. Is it not? I can do everything, but I can't be president. Bullshit. So all these quote unquote, "Oh, you can't be natural born, or you know, it's only for Americans." Well, you're fucking racist, first of all. And you're really, really prejudiced. And you need to go back to the fucking Stone Age. Because the reality is this. Equal means equal. And if you don't believe in that, then you're saying 25 million Americans who are naturalized citizens, they can invent email, they can go to MIT, they can create software, they can do all these things, but you can't be president. How's that different than telling a black person, you can go to all those other restaurants, boy, but you can't go into that restaurant? It's fucking wrong. It's just wrong, everyone. It is the last bastion of legalized discrimination that misuses the national protection, the natural born clause, forgetting, flout the equal protection. And everyone moves their way. No different than people say, "Well, yeah, that's fine. Blacks can't go into those restaurants. I'm fine with that. Yeah, women can do everything. I'm fine with that. They can't vote." Bullshit. My campaign, Shiva for President, ran on the central issue, right? And we're now on the ballot in around 34 states because of all your help. Millions of Americans galvanized around this message, one America, one citizenship. All of you know this. They said, "Dr. Shiva, of course we need someone like him as president. Donald Trump, little rich boy who's never really done anything, just fakes everything. Kamala Harris was up in Montreal hanging out, studying French and hanging out with her elite bourgeois Brahmin parents in Montreal while I was mowing lawns and playing baseball in New Jersey. She never went through the American experience. Donald Trump didn't go through the American experience of being an everyday kid from the working class, which is what most Americans are. I did. I'm as American as you get. And no one's going to fucking tell me I can't run for president. I say, fuck you." Naturalized equals natural born. Now, guess what? We started getting on ballots. And the state of New Jersey, after we got on the ballot, sued me saying, "You can't be on the ballot because you're not natural born." Well, I argued, first of all, the natural born provision violates equal protection. And that qualification is to hold the office of president. You see, to hold the office of president. But I can run for any office. So think about this. I'm running for the office of president on the message of one America, one citizenship, arguing that that qualification to hold office is unconstitutional. So imagine no different than a bunch of 20-year-olds saying, hey, I want to run for president because I don't believe that 35-year age limit is right. And they have the right to run on that campaign. And imagine the state of New Jersey said, oh, you can't talk about that or run on that campaign because you're not 35. You see, it's a violation of the First Amendment. Prior to 1917, many women, you may not know this, when women couldn't run or be president or even vote, ran for office saying, hey, women should have the right to vote. Running for office is different than holding office. Even though they could not hold office, they still were able to run. That's called the First Amendment. The state of New Jersey, the Supreme Court of New Jersey, even though I tried to appeal this, upheld the right that states could violate First Amendment rights of candidates who speak against a qualification for holding the office. Think about how fucked up this is. This is totally fucked up. So, here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line of all of this. Running for president of the United States is the ultimate symbol of equal opportunity. That's not my quote. That's the quote of John Yinger, and he said that. Now, my running for president of the United States with the message, which is what I started, one America, one citizenship, has galvanized millions of you guys to fight against the last bastion of legalized discrimination, as I said, which is the invidious, which means the gross natural born clause that violates equal protection, that denies 25 million Americans the right to hold the office of president. Now, many of you were inspired by that message, that my speech, my campaign, and you petitioned hundreds of thousands of voters to get me on states' ballots. What did the state of New Jersey do? They enforced the qualification that I was critiquing to hold the office of president to stop me from running for president. That's squelching my speech and violating the First Amendment. It gets even more fucked up. The state Supreme Court of New Jersey upheld the right of the Secretary of State of New Jersey to violate my First Amendment rights, and without any congressional authorization, allowed them to disqualify me from running for the office of president. Now, what's occurred is a massive patchwork of states. Some places I'm on the ballot and others that I'm not. And this is precisely what the historic case Trump versus Anderson, the Supreme Court came 9-0, was trying to avoid. The Supreme Court said, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, Trump may, you may think he, let's say he committed insurrection. The Colorado Supreme Court said he committed insurrection, so we're taking him off the ballot. But New Hampshire said no. They didn't want some states keeping him on the ballot and others on the ballot. They said no, only Congress can make that decision because the office of president is a president of the United States of America, of the people, not states. So they stopped that. So the question is this. Does this mean that if any candidate in the future critiques the qualifications for holding any office, that the states can enforce those qualifications to remove that person from running for office? That's obviously a violation of the First Amendment. The second part is, if you follow Trump versus Anderson, that ruling, then it is Congress who's ultimately responsible to enforce the qualifications against any federal candidate. And finally, we have to ask the fundamental question, is not the natural born clause violate equal protection, making, you know, 25 million of other Americans like myself second-class citizens? And I'm not going to stand for that, neither should you, because it's anti-American. It's anti-American. The natural born clause is anti-American. It violates equality, which is what the founders wanted. And by the way, let me end with this point. The Marquis de Lafayette, in the early 1800s, late 1700s, was made a natural born citizen. The guy was born in France, and all of his heirs. So all of the Marquis de Lafayette's children, grandchildren, can all run for the office of president. Why? Because the founders recognized it was about loyalty. I don't think you'll find anyone more loyal than me to this country. I fight for this country every day. I'm the one who exposed the backdoor portal to Twitter. That's fighting for this country. I'm the one who exposed the lockdowns. I'm the one who went after Fauci. I'm the one who taught millions of you how to protect your immune health when they were shutting down and telling you all to get jabbed. I'm a revolutionary like those framers. I'm as loyal as you get. And that's why I'm running for president of the United States. You guys, we as people deserve someone like me to lead. And so therefore, one America, one citizenship. And I want to open up today to answer any questions. I'm going to give you everyone my cell phone. You can call me right now at, if you want to share your comments, at 617-631-6874. And I'm going to put it up. So let's have a conversation about this. Let's have a serious conversation about one America, one citizenship, and how vile the natural born clause is if you use that and you don't talk about the fundamentals of equal protection. Okay, let's talk about that. 617-631. Trey, can you throw that number up, please? 617-631-6874. Anyone wants to call in, you can call in. Let's have a conversation. And I'll put you on. 617-631-6874. So, in summary, I'm running for president of the United States. I have every right to run. And any state who throws me off the ballot is a bunch of fucking racists. Let me tell you, most of the naturalized 25 million citizens, guess what color they are? They're fucking brown, guys. They're all brown people like me. They're the people who write the software, who clean your yards, the Mexicans, and they all are legal, naturalized citizens. What the fuck? We can't run for president? Bullshit. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. So anyone want to challenge me on this? Anyone have any points? You can call. And this is why they don't want to have a conversation. But there are states in the United States which have allowed us on the ballot. Minnesota, Iowa, Massachusetts, Washington, and others. But we're also on the state as write-in candidates in almost 30 other states. But isn't it ironic that New Jersey is a state where I grew up in, which is throwing me off the ballot, and where there are lots of brown people there? And guess who the person initiated this lawsuit? The fucking quote unquote fake Indian, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris's Democratic Party is the one who sued to get me off the ballot. And she claims she's for diversity and inclusion. Think about the irony of all of this. I grew up in New Jersey in Lake Hiawatha, which has so many Indians. Half of Lake Hiawatha is naturalized citizen Indians. We work our butts off. It's second-class citizenship. It's unacceptable. Because running for the office of president is the ultimate symbol of equal opportunity. It's the ultimate symbol. So if you want to talk about this, call me. And be very careful how you use the word natural born. It's not what you think. It's not what you think. We should talk about loyalty to America. I took the oath of allegiance. People born in this country don't even have to take an oath of allegiance to America. I do. Wow. So you guys are thinking, no one wants to talk about this. Great. That means the message has hit well. So everyone, what you can do is go get those bumper stickers. Go to ShivaForPresident.com. Go get the cards. If you have lots of money and you don't know what to do with your money, donate to our campaign. Volunteer and get involved. Our campaign is the only campaign which is talking about a fundamental issue about why the cost of living is going up and why lifespan is going down. And we've been doing this from day one. And I want to direct you to my website, shivaforpresident.com. And everyone go there right now, and I'll show you two things all of you guys can do, because I'm about action. I'm a man of action. I like taking action. So go right here to the free download section, and you'll see we have this card. Save yourself, voter, write in, Dr. Shiva. They're killing you, shatter the swarm. And what do you see here? You see, since 1970 to now, cost of living is going up because we keep supporting Zionism, which in order to support Zionism, we have to print money, which allows the U.S. to be a reserve currency. You end Zionism, you will bring this curve down. And then also lifespan is going down, regardless of who you elect. And the only way out of this is we need a systemic change. We need to shatter the swarm. Go to Shatter the Swarm and watch this video, but get these cards. And you can print them on your own, hand them out everywhere. And if you're too lazy to do that, I made it easy. Go to right here, the shop, and click the cards right here. And you can get 10,000 of these cards for $175, less than 2 pennies, and hand them out everywhere. That's how all of you can become activists. Because we need a systemic change in this country. Not little tweaking, not fucking stupid Trump, not booby fucking Kennedy, not fake Indian Kamala Harris. Anyway, someone's calling. Hey, Ralph, you're online. What's your question?
Hi.
Hi, Ralph. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep, you're on. Everyone can hear you.
I'm feeling a little frustrated because in two respects, I'm wondering if there's some interference with renew my warrior status for your insights and information. And I ordered three bumper stickers. You know, it's just $15. But neither of those were recorded in my bank records. So it's like I never requested them.
Wow.
I'm just
so do this right now, Walter. You have my cell phone. Text me your email address and everything, and I'll have Jason call you first thing in the morning. We'll take care of it.
Okay. I don't think it's on your end. I had no problems ever.
No. As you know, we're being shadow banned heavily. I got 3 million followers. I do a video and I get 10 views.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I absolutely think you'd be the best thing to in America in terms of real leadership. I've been collecting Trump's failures, and I don't have to list Kamala's.
Well, look, them are Zionists. You have to just understand, these people are not loyal to the United States. Trump is loyal to fucking Israel. Kamala Harris is loyal to Israel.
Yeah. It's just not widely known.
Well, it is widely known. We're exposing it, right? Both of them want to suck Zionist cock all day.
Yeah, but the thing is that the propaganda of censorship for silence does work.
Right, it does.
It has an impact. Well, I do what I can.
So what I can tell you, John, is text me right now your email to this phone, and we'll take care of it. But to everyone listening, go to Shiva for President. You can get 10,000 cards will mail to you, to your door, shipping included, John. And hand them out. Hand them out to everyone. Plaster them everywhere. Everyone, the future is offline. Get those cards and hand them out everywhere. But the reality is, I'm the only candidate who does not suck Zionist cock.
Yeah, I know. It takes people back quite a bit.
And Jill Stein, she's another fucking liberal Zionist. She just came out, a video was released, her attacking Cynthia McKinney, because Cynthia McKinney said that calling Cynthia McKinney anti-Semite, because Cynthia McKinney said, you know, Mossad and Israel did 9/11. So Jill Stein is a fucking Zionist hoodlum. That's why they give her publicity. I mean, she had the same number of Twitter followers as I did. She does a tweet, she gets more views than I do. Bullshit. She's a moron.
I was just listening to a nurse whistleblower, and she said all of this craziness centers around that people cave in to the fear of losing their paycheck. And they just you know, they don't stand up for what their beliefs are. So I appreciate that you're still on, you know, available here on YouTube. So keep up.
Yes. So what I would do is, everyone listening on YouTube, wherever you are, here's a simple action step. Go to Shiva for President, get those cards, or you can print them if you don't, you know, and hand them out everywhere. We have an opportunity to say fuck you to the establishment parties. And when they say, oh, well, you're not going to win, you say, no, we're winning. Everyone who hands out those cards, that's a win. Yeah. People don't want to vote for any of these guys. So go hand out those cards. And every single vote we take from them is saying a big fuck you to them.
All right.
So that's what we have to do.
Just one other suggestion. It would be nice if the adhesive on the bumper stickers was actually on the message side, so we could put them inside the window.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's hard to
people deface and you know, vandalize.
Yeah, what people have done is, people have been resourceful. They just take it and they put like you know, some tape, and they just put it on the inside. So you can do that. You know, like there's some clear tape.
Yeah, I ended up doing that when one of right. us deface. Okay. Well, thank you. I know
thanks a lot, but text me right now so we can take care of that. So thanks a lot. So anyway, what I really like about what John just said was he's taking action. Look, guys, I've done a lot. As anyone knows, I worked my butt off. The last 4 weeks, we've been working on the Supreme Court lawsuit nonstop, and I'm filing it myself. None of these lawyers want to do this because they're in the left camp or the right camp. So think about the enormous amount of work that I've got to do day and night. That's why I've been on social media. I've been writing a fucking lawsuit. All I'm asking you guys to do is to get those cards and hand them out. Please, for God's sake, do something. And what you can do is go to Shiva for President, hand out those cards. And if you're super wealthy and you want to, you can support us by just giving us all your money. Do that, because we'll use it wisely. We'll print out tons of those cards and we'll give it out everywhere. That's what you can do. Any other questions? If not, I got to go back to writing up this lawsuit. But the bottom line is this: one America, one citizenship. That's how we started our campaign. One America, one citizenship, which is about being American. The natural born provision is anti-American. It's anti-American. It comes from British royalty. It's old, it's stupid, it's dumb. It needs to go away into the dustbins of history, because natural born or naturalized, we're one America. I refuse to be a fucking second class citizen. I didn't give up my US and my Indian citizenship to come here and someone tell me, you can go to all those places, but you can't go there. Fuck that, okay? That's anti-American. So get involved, go to Shiva for President and do something and become part of this movement. But most importantly, we give you a path to also learn. Become a Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior Scholar. I'm going to play two videos. Listen to both of these videos. One of them will start with what you can do. Go become a Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior Scholar, and you'll learn how to fight. If you want to learn how to fight, if you want to be a mope and a dope and you want to vote for one of these fools, great. Just stop even listening to me. But if you really want to learn how to fight, how to shatter the swarm, listen to this video, go learn, go join the School of Truth, Freedom, Health, and become a warrior scholar. And then I'll come back and I'll play our campaign video.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within. And the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
All right, everyone, if you joined us late, today's conversation, you may want to go review, is about why Natural Born is anti-American. So I suggest everyone go review that. Get involved in the campaign for Shiva for President. Go to the website, get bumper stickers, handout cards, and go review this video. And as I end, I want to recommend everyone recognize that there's one America, one citizenship. Let's build the movement for truth, freedom, health. And as I sign off, let me play you our campaign video, which I hope will inspire you to get involved for this historic campaign.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low caste untouchable in India's caste system. a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors were blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities, and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption, and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement, all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shiva Ayyadure, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
All right, everyone, get involved. Go to shivaforpresident.com. Get bumper stickers, hand out flyers. But most importantly, get educated. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Become a warrior scholar. But you have to get on the ground and meet with other people. So we've made it very easy for you to get those cards at Shiva for President and start handing out tens of thousands of them or millions of them. And we want to hit every person one-on-one. The future is offline. Every one of you knows the amount of shadow banning that I endure because of the fact that our message is so powerful. It's about you wanting to save yourself and not outsourcing your future to these numbnuts. So get involved, get involved, get involved. All right. So be well, be the light. I hope you enjoyed this.